News, I'm Tommy McNeil. At home, there's a reaction to the deaths of four Americans killed in the Syrian town of Manbij by a suicide bomber. In a statement late Wednesday, the U.S. military said a civilian employee and a defense contractor were also killed in the blast. Three other troops were injured. It's part of a regular discussion in U.S. politics because President Trump called for the withdrawal of 2,000 U.S. forces from Syria last month, saying IS had been defeated. That had been met with criticism at home and concern from some U.S. allies in that region. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was asked if the attack should affect President Trump's decision to withdraw all troops from that country.
President Trump's precipitous removal of our troops from Syria and his claim that ISIS is already beaten, we knew would not hold up. Today's tragedy shows that's just the case.
The Islamic State terror group quickly claimed responsibility for the attack, identifying the bomber as one of its Syrian fighters and said he had targeted a patrol of U.S. and coalition forces. And the China Foreign Ministry has said that the proposed U.S. legislation targeting Huawei ZTE and other Chinese telecommunications equipment companies was due to hysteria and urged U.S. lawmakers to stop the bills. A ministry spokeswoman made the comments at a regular news briefing in Beijing. On Wednesday, a bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers introduced bills that would ban the sale of U.S. ships or other components to the company and other Chinese firms that violate U.S. sanctions or export control laws. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May's government has won a no-confidence vote but still needs to find a way out of the deepest crisis in British politics for half a century. British David Doyle reports.
May's minority government needed the support of a majority of lawmakers, something they achieved by a margin of 19 votes. That was done by May securing the backing of Northern Irish allies, the DUP, and rebels within her own party.
Going to the people.
But May's deal, what opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn called her Frankenstein deal, is still
officially dead.
That's left her scrambling to find a compromise that would avoid a no-deal Brexit or a second referendum on EU membership. May is required to go back to Parliament by the end of Monday with a motion setting out her next steps. But she has repeatedly stressed that any failure to carry out the mandate of the 2016 referendum would be catastrophic for democracy and would alienate the 17.4 million people who voted to leave.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. As the U.S. partial government shutdown approaches its fourth week, the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, is citing security concerns as a reason why she suggested that President Trump delay his State of the Union address later this month until the record-setting partial government shutdown ends this week, or he should present the speech in writing. The shutdown is a result of an impasse over Trump's proposed wall bordering Mexico to keep out illegal migrants. And now, immigration attorney Hans Meyer says thousands of immigrants and hearings have been canceled nationwide because of the shutdown.
Immigration courts are already backlogged. You know, everybody sort of agrees on that concept. And we're seeing the same backlog and the same difficulties in other parts of the country because those courts are also closed. So what we're seeing is a compounding effect throughout the country where people don't have access to courts to make decisions and rule on cases.
AP's Warren Levinson breaks down what this impasse is costing.
Economist Satyan Pandey at S&P Global calculates that each week the government is shut down costs the overall economy $1.2 billion. Most of that is in unpaid wages to furloughed federal workers.
That money itself not being paid and them not spending in the economy is directly and indirectly, you know, working to reduce the economic activity.
If the shutdown were to continue for the whole quarter, Pandey says, it could shave a whole percentage point off economic growth. As it is, if it continues for just two more weeks, the losses would exceed the $5.7 billion the president is demanding for his proposed border wall. Warren Levinson, New York.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vanney. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again, so stay close and make sure you don't go away. Today, the African beat will make it really hot as we start off from Ghana with the Black Suede and Take Control. And right after that, Turn Me On by the Black Coffee of South Africa. The African beat takes it to the top right now with Take Control by the Black Suede of Ghana. Let's get it on.
What's up, ladies? What you doing tonight? I got something for y'all. Black Suede.
Maybe D was so.
Maybe D was so.
Voice of America.
Turn Me On by Black Coffee of South Africa. Before that, Take Control by The Black Suite of Ghana. You are listening to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. And I'm David Van Der Heer in Washington.
The Voice of America.
And now let's take this one. I am Jennifer from Nigeria. I want to let you know that I listen to your program on the radio with members of my family, and we all love it. It gives me reason to love Africa all the more. Do you know what, David? I love Africa because of its rich cultural heritage, especially from my country, Nigeria. You guys in VOA are doing a nice job, and you are just too much. Keep it up. I am truly Nigerian, proudly African, and I love to be listening to you every day. This is from Jennifer in Nigeria. Thank you so much, Jennifer, as I'll play the next piece of music, which comes from Kenya, and it says What Makes You by Sila and the Afrofunk of Kenya. And right after that, Stuck on You by Bosque Banks of Sierra Leone. I love this, it's hot. And then Annabella by Demission of Zambia. But first, What Makes You by Sila and the Afrofunk from Kenya. Let's get it on.
such a thirst, right from the source. Satisfaction is a must, feel like you're gonna boss. So come quench your thirst, right from the source. Satisfaction make you feel just like you're gonna boss.
Bring it up, bring it up, bring it up, bring it up. Do like this, do like that. Do like you on top.
Bella by Domitian of Zambia, and before that, Stuck on You by Bosco Banks of Sierra Leone, and What Makes You by the NAACP Award winner for 2010, Sila and Afrofunk, and he's got the best world music album. I'll be right back. Stay tuned. I'm David Vandy here in Washington.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Now let's take some more emails. Hello, David. I am Ogunyale Awale from Nigeria. I do regularly listen and enjoy your program. Please, I would like you to send me some nice VOA goodies, all right? I would greatly appreciate it. And let's take another email now from the African Beat email files, which says, Hi, David. My name is Maliki Sise. I'm a Sierra Leonean living in Ghana. I enjoy listening to your program every weekday, David, and I love it so much. So you keep up the good work. Maliki Sise, a Sierra Leonean in Ghana. And finally, this email says, I am a regular listener to the favorite music show of Africa, The African Beat on the Voice of America. This makes every evening a refreshing hour, 9 to 10 p.m. Nigerian time in my home. I can see that you guys have got rid of the barrier, differences and boundaries to give us a universal listening pleasure of assorted music beat from Africa. I love it. This is from Mboli from Jalingo, Taraba State in Nigeria. Well, thank you so much all for writing, and now let's get back to music. This is Pomporo by Timaya, one of my great stars from Nigeria, and right after that, Choo 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 by J.I. of Tanzania, and Coupe de Calais by Mulaye Jaradi Bamana of Mali. But first, let's take this beautiful tune by Timaya, Pomporo of Nigeria.
Everybody wanna dance with Timaya.
Oh, yeah.
Dance with him, you're done.
Oh,
everybody wanna dance with Timaya.
Wanna get me down.
You are back again.
Sometimes I get down, like you niggas wanna do right now. Everybody, you wanna dance. Move your body to the beat and feel the beat.
Oh.
By Mulaye Jara D. Bamana of Mali, and before that, Choo 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 by J.I. of Tanzania, and Pomporo by Timaya of Nigeria. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Vande in Washington, pushing and pulling the records. Always remember that the power of the beat is in the African beat. And if somebody asks you, hey, where do you listen to the best African music on the airwaves? Don't hesitate. Just say The African Beat on The Voice of America. I'll be right back.
The lyrics could be French,
English,
Portuguese,
Bantu,
Arabic, etc.
It is the beat,
the African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct
and adhesive.
It binds us together.
African Beat on The Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays,
with David Bandy.
This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat, it brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Welcome back. The African Beat. Fatima is going to be one next track. If you call Fatima and you are there, this is beautiful. I love it. It's done for us by Kenan of Somalia. And right after that, Wipolo by George Okudi of Uganda. And Country Boy by Youssou of Senegal. But first, let's enjoy this Fatima song that I love so much by Kenan of Somalia.
Taste and devour. We rise early, pace up the hour. Streets is bustling, hustling, they harder. You can't have the sweet with no sour. Spices, herbs, sweets into flower. She came out precisely the hour. Clouds disappear, the sun shows the power. No chance of a probable shower. I fell in love with my neighbor's daughter. I wanted to protect and support her. Never mind, I'm just 12 and a quarter. I had dreams beyond our border.
Is it true? They say all you need is just love. Is it true? What about those who have love? Only to find that it's taken away. And why do they say that the children have rights to be free?
To be free.
What about those who I've known? Whose memory still lives inside of me? Fatima, what did the young man say before he stole you away on that fateful day? Fatima.
Lessons. I ask God to slow down the seconds. He does the opposite, that's what I'm guessing. I better chill and count my own blessings. Fatima, Fatima, what is the matter? How come you ain't come up the ladder? So we can be like there's no tomorrow. Damn, you gon' make me wait till tomorrow. She spoke Arabic and Swahili. She'd say upendo unto Habibi. You so bright, you shine like my TV. Then one day she never came to meet me.
Is it true when they say all you need is just love?
Is it true?
What about those who have love? Only to find that it's taken away. And why do they say that the children have rights to be free?
To be free.
What about those who I've known? Whose memory still lives inside of me? Fatima, what did the young man say before he stole you away on that fateful day? Fatima,
beholder, how come everyone hushed when she walked by? How come girls would look just to scold her? How come the angel wanted to hold her?
Fatima, Fatima,
I'm in America. I make rhymes and I make them delicate. You would have liked the parks in Connecticut. You would have said I'm working too hard again. Damn you, shooter, damn you, the building. Whose walls hid the blood she was spilling? Damn you, country, so good at killing. Damn you, feeling for persevering.
Is it true? Say all you need.
Shed a tear, 'cause this here,
Fatima,
it's a celebration.
Country Boy by Yusundu of Senegal, and before that, Wipolo by George Okuri of Uganda, and Fatima by Kenan of Somalia. With all of this, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vander here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my homeland.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
This is VOA News.